show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carrie, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
Get out the needle and thread to make a popcorn garland, because it's time to celebrate popcorn here on Order Up.
A popcorn garland.
Oh, we don't have enough of those.
I still have one that I think it was my brother who made it sometime in the mid-90s.
And I still have it on the tree. No.
Yeah.
That's well preserved.
Yeah.
I know. Well, it was popcorn from the 80s. That would withstand a bomb, probably. Listeners, I, of course, am Kelly Zemnikas. I remain Kelly Zemnikas until, I don't know, the day I decide to change it. It's not going to happen anytime soon. Welcome to Order Up. This is episode 5 of season 7. We have one more episode till the finale. And if you've been following this, then you know, despite the fact that we are on episode 5, we currently have 11 votes. That we've somehow everyone's been like, I'm playing both teams. Carrie, Matt, are you surprised at all that we've gotten to 11 votes in 5 episodes?
We seem to consistently defy the laws of math and physics, so I'm not entirely surprised.
I'm going to agree. It's not a math podcast. It is, and we have learned over the many seasons, people are very passionate about their food opinions. And this one seems to bring out both sides in people. So, yeah.
It's true. That is why Mary Kennedy is not here today, because she is doing a poll of her neighborhood out in LA just to try to get more votes for one side of the But before we start recording, Carrie, you were saying you just took the little one at the time we're recording. The Garfield movie has just come out.
Yeah. So yesterday,
guys get from concessions?
Lasagna?
We didn't. Surprisingly, there was no lasagna. There were no whole pepperoni pizzas. There was tons of that in the movie. There was like so much food being delivered by drones. And that plays a part in the later part of the film. The drones are important later on. But my son got the kid combo, which is like a little box. And there's popcorn in the little box. And there's a space for a little drink. And he just got some water. And then you get a little candy. So he got some mini M&Ms. And I got popcorn with no butter because I have voted no. I did not vote twice in this season. I'm firmly in the no camp. And that was it. And it was really fun. And I realized I don't want to ever go to the movies and not eat popcorn. Like, that's why I'm going. Do you think I wanted to see the Garfield movie? It was cute. It was nice. Yeah. There was a whole father-son storyline that I wasn't expecting. But really, I went because I could buy popcorn and sit and eat it.
See, I went to a movie yesterday, too. I went to see Furiosa in the theater.
Oh,
I got a pop and a small popcorn layered. Very different vibe. Old man nipples and men riding on trucks with electric guitars. So, yeah, it's a very different film. Very different film. Though there were father issues in it as well. So,
Well, friends, we are going to deep dive a bit further into this wonderful movie theater snack that we all love, popcorn. But first, Matt, what fun facts do you have for episode 5? What have you cooked up?
Well, when we think of corn, we generally think of it as something that's on a cob or in a can. Sometimes we may remember the Mighty Maze or the OC, or we may think about how yummy peaches and cream corn is when we get it from the farmer's market. But when you break it down, there are actually 6 types of corn. Dent corn, or grain corn, as it's called, and it's called that due to a small indentation or dent on the crown of each kernel. There are 2 varieties, yellow and white. Yellow is usually used for industrial purposes like animal feed or ethanol. And white is used for food manufacturing like tortilla chips, grits, cornstarch, and corn paper. Then there's sweet corn that gets its name from being sweet. It's also called sugar corn or pole corn. It gets its sweetness from a recessive gene that prevents the sugars from turning into starches in the kernel. And it's plucked immature and served as food. So when you're eating that peaches and cream corn, know that you just killed a baby corn.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there goes my summer. Great. Okay.
Thanks, Matt.
Next up is flour corn, which has a soft, starchy kernel and is primarily used in corn flour. It's of historic significance because it's often found in Aztec and Inca graves and is grown throughout the drier parts of the Americas. Mm-hmm. Pod corn is the X-Man of the of the corn world. It's a mutant that actually has leaves grown around each kernel of corn. It's not grown commercially, but does have religious significance to many indigenous people. Flint corn is the corn we often think of when we think of maize. It's also known as Indian corn or calico corn. The kernel has a hard outer coating to protect the inner kernel, and it's likened to be as hard as flint, hence the name flint corn. And lastly, there's popcorn, the extra hard kernel with the plentiful starch and its high moisture content, which turns to steam that creates the popping experience that we know and love to create popcorn. Now, while you can sometimes get flint corn to pop, the water content is very low. So the only corn that will reliably pop is popcorn. That's corn facts.
I love that. I so want to make some sort of connection between Flint, Michigan and Flint popcorn.
You can work on that. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I had no idea there was that many flavors. And I already know, like Carrie said, I feel bad about eating peaches.
I know.
I'll do it anyway.
I'm doing it anyway. I'll do it and I'll enjoy it.
I think I'll eat veal, but I'll eat baby corn. That's the way. That's where my ethical line is.
There you go.
I like this. Some controversy for episode
5.
All right, let's get into it. We have a guest here ready.
Yay!
It's time. Okay. Episode 5. Order up.
Hey, Carrie. Who's our guest today?
I'm really actually very excited about this guest. He is a New York City-based award-winning comedian. He's the recipient of the prestigious Andy Kaufman Award. He's appeared on, wait for this, The Late Show, HBO, MTV, and ABC. The New York Times has called him one of the most entertaining performers to watch in New York City. In 2022, he released Stupid, and that is spelled S-T-O-O-P-I-D, Stupid, a bite-sized animated talk show, which takes place on the stoop of the Comedy Cellar 2 in New York City. I love that. Can be found on YouTube. He's got over 870,000 followers on TikTok, 113,000 followers on Instagram. He is one to watch. Please welcome Marcus Monroe.
Hey! Thank you. What an intro. Thank you so much. That's lovely.
I'm so excited to meet you.
Nice to meet you all. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. I hope that's how you're introduced at every family event, Marcus.
It usually is. And I have someone that follows me with a smoke machine just to add some mystique.
You deserve it.
Hear your own air horns so go.
Absolutely. Every time I say my name, I have my own theme music. I spin around. It's pretty great.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I'll start that. I like that.
I think you should.
We'll support you, Kelly.
I saw the Mad Max movie a couple days ago.
And?
It was great.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen all the installments of the Mad Max series?
I saw Fury Road and then the future, whatever the last one was called, Furiosa.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been watching them since the 80s. So
yeah. Oh, wow.
Old man.
I'm new to the Mad Max universe, but they're all always really fun movies.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with Tina Turner as a bad guy. So, you know, like that's, you know, classic Thunderdome.
What? Yeah. Tina Turner?
Well, Tina Turner was in was she in the first or the second one?
Second one.
Wow.
Second one. Here we go. She's the leader of Thunderdome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I have not seen any Mad Max movie. The only thing I have seen is the music video by Tina Turner called We Don't Need Another Hero.
Oh, I've seen that. Okay.
It counts as like a percentage of it. You've seen that. Right? Like okay. Yeah.
Got it.
She says Thunderdome in the song.
So. Okay.
It counts. Yeah.
I think we don't need another hero. No,
wow. That's such musical talent. Okay.
All right. So we're going to get started here, Marcus, on our five questions. Okay. We have prepped you a little bit in advance, so I'm excited to hear your answers. We're going to start off with number one, as you do. Mm-hmm. What is your least favorite movie theater snack?
Okay, so I don't like Swedish fish. And I think they're trash. I think they get stuck in your teeth. I don't like the flavor of it. I don't like the texture. I don't like the way they make you feel afterwards. I don't like fish in general. Like,
me neither.
The first thing that came to mind was like fish tacos, because that would just smell up the whole theater. But then I realized you're talking about like snacks they actually already sell at the theater. Then I was thinking Swedish fish would probably be up there, just because also. Like they make the bag so loud. Like sometimes they're in a box, but other times they're like one of those like yellow bag, and it's just so loud. And it's like, I think they need to make all these movie theater candies quiet, because
that's
it really bothers.
Too.
Like if someone behind that's me good. Or if I'm at a show, at a Broadway show or off Broadway show or at a movie, and I hear someone like with a wrapper, like, and that's all I'm concentrating on until they put it in their mouth and they put the wrapper away. It's like the crinkle, and I'm just like, oh, it bothers me so much. I feel like I'm doing like a Seinfeld bit, like, what's the deal with loud rappers? But that's, what is the deal, though? Like, honestly, like,
true.
What is the deal with them?
A good point.
That's why I always make sure to open my treats before the movie starts.
Very smart.
That way, like, I can minimize the noise. Yeah.
That is good. See, maybe it's the Canadian thing that you're very polite. But here in America, like, people don't care. Like, I used to live in Harlem, and there would be people at the theater who would just, like, take phone calls during the during the movie.
No.
But they'd go, hello? Who's this? I'm like, you don't even know who's calling you when you're taking the movie?
No.
That happened a couple times. And it could be, like, a cultural thing, and I'm not shaming anyone, but I'm just like, it's just... What can we take that outside? Movies are so expensive in New York. They're like $20 a ticket.
Yeah.
And so no one wants to hear someone have a phone call with someone they don't know.
That's insane. I'm sorry.
But you asked me what my least favorite candy was, so I would just say Swedish fish. Sorry, I get off on these things. This might be a longer podcast than you're used to.
14 hours, we're on question three. Yeah.
No, I love that. Does that happen if you're on stage doing stand-up and you hear someone opening something? Do you find it distracts you too?
No, I'm able to somehow dial it back a bit. I'm able to play a more suave persona on stage than I am in real life. For some reason, I don't like, it just really bothers me. But usually there aren't people... Okay, so comedy clubs are different because, like, people sometimes are having full-on meals at comedy clubs. So you kind of are kind of used to that. And there's always, like, there's the wait staff coming in and out. So it's a louder environment in some cases than a movie, even though sometimes a movie, you know, there's music and stuff. But a lot of times some movies can be very quiet and they're dialogue heavy. So you just don't want to hear someone wrapping up like a lifesaver or, like, some Skittles or something. Sometimes, like... I think, like, my wife, too, like, she hates it, and, like, she'll hand me, like, her candy, and I'll open it, because I'm, like, pretty good, because it bothers me so much. I'm pretty good at finding, like, when there's, like, crescendos in the music to open
my
up my candy and stuff. I was like, I got it, and I'll do it for her sometimes. Like, nice guy.
I love that.
That's nice.
That is good. That well, is speaking nice. Of, speaking of your lovely wife.
Yes.
Marcus, to share... Or not to share popcorn? That is the question.
So I will share popcorn if you have clean hands. Like, I don't want, like, because you're really just like touching everyone's food. Like, I don't want, like, I'm not a germaphobe, but some things are just gross. And so if you're like if I don't know you, or like, you know, you're just like, yeah, and you're putting your hand in, because like you put it goes bucket to mouth. It doesn't go like, and then like, but like you're just like you're almost putting your hands inside of your mouth sometimes when you're eating the popcorn. So mm-hmm. It makes sense.
That's true.
And then you're going back in there. So like there's it's like farm to table in a way. I think that it's definitely to share, because there's so, like, especially here in America, like the buckets of popcorn they give you are giant, like are pretty big. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I think they're meant to share, because otherwise, like, that's wild. To have like a vat of popcorn for yourself is crazy. Is that the right word?
Yes.
I think so.
Well, you have to establish popcorn share. So you lift with one hand and then you move it to your mouth with the other. So you, like, you use
Matt.
No one does that.
Agreed. No one does that.
No one does, but then we should. We should establish rules. Like a popcorn convention.
Matt, I think I don't think you want to die on that cliff. I think people like, look, it's dark in the theater. Uh-huh. You can kind of be an animal with the food. But, you know, if you're like at a dinner party and you're playing and the lights are on, then you can maybe like feed a piece to yourself at a time. But when you're at a movie theater, that's the time to be a savage. And that's why I think like you want to make sure the people you're with are like, don't have like disgusting things on their hands. Because you're pretty much just like, you might as well just like take a thing of popcorn and give it to your friend and like have them eat from your hand like a petty. That's what I think. Matt, I do appreciate that, you know, the thought that went into that, like, you know, be a bit of, but you're still, it's still like hand in the bucket.
Yeah.
But it's not hand to mouth then. So that might be a way of like adding another step in there. I appreciate that.
It seems like a lot of work. Who's going to do that? And to remember
I would usually have like maybe the drink in my other hand, but I like, I like where Matt's going with this and the quiet wrapping.
Yes.
You know, like, mm-hmm. And also do you use both hands to go into the bucket, or is one like one a designated popcorn hand?
No, one.
Hand?
One.
Okay.
Yeah. Popcorn hand. Designated popcorn hand.
You might get, you know, like popcorn on both hands.
Mm.
That way, if you're being polite with it. So yeah.
I do like layers of butter. So
yes.
then both hands are greasy. So
yeah.
Love that. Yeah. And I also, I'm not one to, I don't ever have clean hands. So like, I just want people to know, like, I don't practice what I preach at all. Like so I'm just saying, like, but I want the person I'm with to have clean hands.
Right.
And my wife, she always does. Everything about her is clean. But, you know, if I'm with a friend or something, that's when it gets weird, you know?
Yeah, there's no guarantees with a friend,
I'd be like, oh, your hand's sticky too. Maybe we should go wash our hands real quick. You know, like do some like reverse. Like, hey, my hands are, that's weird. Did you touch the subway? Let's go wash our hands.
Right.
Yeah. Especially a New York subway. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah. Question number 3. What is the most unusual snack you've had at a movie theater?
Well, I used to pocket Big Macs and take those into the theater with me. I used to wear cargo pants. I go to McDonald's. I used to be obsessed with Big Macs. I would get like 3 and I'd put them in each pocket.
3?
I'm telling you, I was disgusting. And I would take 3, like I would, because they're so good. Now I'm a vegetarian and I don't eat meat, but at the time I would just like shove them anywhere I could, because they don't really check. They don't pat you down. This is TSA, you know? So I would just I love that. It was so fun. Just like be at a movie theater. Everyone's eating all this expensive food, but I got the best food in my pocket and it was probably the cheapest.
Oh my God.
So I think Big Macs are probably, but I know they don't sell that at the theaters, but
no.
But it is the most unusual snack I've had at a movie theater.
I love that. I love that answer for 2 reasons. One, it's a Big Mac, and 2, you referred to a Big Mac as a snack.
Oh yeah. No, three Big Macs is a little.
So we
snack.
Say three yeah. of them is a meal. Like three sounds oh, yeah. like a meal.
No, well, like it's a snack because there's no fries or drink with it.
Exactly. Unless you have the fries and drink, it's not a meal. Like,
so Matt's on totally on your
I'm
side.
I am 100% on board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. But I will answer your question and say the most unusual snack that I've bought at a movie theater. I bought those Impossible Chicken Nuggets, like the plant-based chicken nuggets. I got those like a few years ago at a movie theater in Madison, Wisconsin.
Were they good?
Huh.
They were really good. Yeah,
oh, okay.
They're
good.
Like the Impossible Nuggets. They taste just like regular chicken nuggets, but they're made with soy. So pretty nice.
Okay, they cool. Are good.
There's a hamburger chain, A&W, that for a brief period had them and then took them off the menu.
I don't know. Oh yeah, they're delicious. So they're really good.
So good. But you're mentioning the Big Mac reminds me of when I used to usher at this theater here in Toronto called the Elgin in Winter Garden. We used to host like Toronto Film Festival screenings, and we had a big rule, and there was a lot of signage saying you could only bring in food you bought in the theater to the screening. Mm-hmm. And it floored me how many times after a film, I would be cleaning up McDonald's bags.
Really? Wow.
Because you can smell it.
Yeah.
You can smell a McDonald's fry, and they just always got a ton of noose. You never could touch them.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Yeah, in the same vein, the theater right near us is right between a Bulk Barn and a Metro grocery store. So Heather would we pick up treats at the Bulk Barn, then get a pizza slice at the Metro and sneak that into the theater.
Wow.
And I'm just like, I'm not with you. We're not together. I can't condone this. This is just playing God. Like bags of candies and nuts and like a big piece of pizza.
Marcus, when you come up to Canada, Toronto specific, you need to go to a Bulk Barn because they don't have this in the States.
So no, I'd love to. I'd
it's
love
so
to.
Fun.
Just buy tubs of candy and nuts
and everything. Everything.
I'm still there. That's right at my alley.
You know what's...
You need to do that.
So we live right near a Bulk Barn, and I have suggested maybe we should get some snacks ahead of time, and Mom will put it in her purse. But my kids are very serious rule followers and do not, like, it's not that they are opposed to it, Phyllis. It's just that it's against the rules. So no, you're not allowed to bring in a bottle of water. You're not allowed to bring in candy that you didn't buy there. Like, they just get so nervous. So I don't even bother anymore.
The thing is, they've changed that rule because it was found that that's not legal for them to prevent you from bringing in food in Canada. So you can tell your kids that now it's not against the rules.
Okay.
You want to know something that's sneaky that I do?
Yes. Actually, yes.
And so my wife and I, we have the AMC movie pass. So it's like $20 a month. You know, you can see like three movies a week, which is
insane. That's cool. Okay.
That's insane. You see like one a month.
Yeah.
But I like an icy at a movie theater. But they're like $8. It's ridiculous. So all I do is I just like keep the cup and then I put it in a backpack. And then every time I go to the movie theater, I just take the cup out of my backpack and I refill it.
Nice.
I've done that for like, I've had the same cup for 2.5 years and I have saved so much money doing that because we always get icy every we get the classic cherry icy. Sometimes I'm feeling a little loosey-goosey, I'll mix in some blue raz, but usually we just get the cherry icy. And then I go into the bathroom after the theater and I rinse it with the cap on. Sometimes if I can grab a few straws, clean straws, I'll do that. So I'm ready for next time. But we do that all of the time. I've never gotten caught, and it's pretty nice. Another hack that I do.
Follow Marcus for more movie hacks. Yeah.
This is a New York City specific hack because there's not, if you have the AMC movie pass, it's so good because you, like I said, it's three movies a week and that's crazy amount. That's like, I don't know who does that, but sometimes you need a bathroom in the city and you can't find one. So I go on my AMC app, I find the closest theater, book a movie, then I just, you know, pretend like I'm going to the movie, then I just use the bathroom.
Oh, smart.
Nice. That's, because that's a lot of places
good.
New York, it's terrible. Like if you, when I don't, I'm surprised more people don't have accidents because there, it's hard to find like a public bathroom in New York City that that's like clean and available for people to use. So I use AMCs.
That's really smart. Yeah.
I love that. That is great.
You're going to tell people, go buy an AMC pass if you're going to travel to New York, sell it to somebody later, and just use it for bathroom passes.
Yeah. I think that's all you need to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've lived in New York for 20 years, and I am so mad at myself that I just figured this out.
Right.
But, and they didn't also have the AMC movie pass 20 years ago.
Right. But, fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right. When it comes to food and drink, Marcus, what do movie theaters need to offer that they currently do not?
I think every theater needs to have an IC machine. Mm-hmm. You gotta, like, some of them don't. You need to have that. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, especially in New York, the theaters are on multiple levels. And sometimes they're like, oh, the concessions are closed upstairs, so you have to go downstairs. But just have them open everywhere because people will buy them. And I think they need to make food that isn't noisy. Like cotton candy could be a fun addition.
Ooh,
they don't have
that
in the States, but it's like not that noisy. And it's at like all the, every other place where they have concessions, like at a sporting event, there's cotton candy, like put that in the theater. Ice cream I could also mess with. Some, maybe like some fancier places have ice cream, but it's not like the norm.
Right.
But when you think of just like sitting back at your, in your house watching a movie, like I'm always eating ice cream. So they should put that in the theater.
I like that.
That is
in Toronto, I found we have frozen yogurt spots.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Same thing. I love that. Yeah, I love some Froyo. They also, like, I also think like a fruit smoothie would be nice. Like sometimes if you, sometimes ices are have, you know, they're obviously they're loaded with sugar, but if you have like a Jamba juice or something,
where
you could get like something not healthy, but a little less, puree than like an icy, you know what I mean? Like something that has some substance and nutrients that could be good. Like, I know you people go to the movie theater not to be healthy, but it'd be nice to have like an option like that. That's what I mean. What do you guys think?
I agree. I find the healthiest thing that I will find on a movie theater menu is a tea from Starbucks or whatever tea shop may be attached to it. But that's usually like the healthiest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, like, you're talking to the guy who brings in Big Macs to movies. So, like, not, like, if they don't have it, I'll just bring it myself. You know, like, it doesn't, I'll find a way to make it work. I think Girl Scout cookies could be fun. I don't know. That just came to mind. Yeah.
It would be in the States because you all have fancier cookie flavors than Canada does.
Do we really?
By the way, we don't call them Girl Scouts. We call them
Girl Guides.
Don't ask me why.
And yeah,
I like that.
A chocolate and a vanilla. That's
There's the mints.
There's thin mints.
That's it.
All you need is thin mints. That's the best one. That's all you need.
Yeah, right? I'm a traditionalist. I prefer the chocolate and the vanilla ones. But that's just me.
Like in the fall, they do
like they're like
one, and in spring, they do the other. And that's the only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with American Girl Scout cookies.
There's so many.
Girl Guides. That's kind of that's easy. It's funner, more fun to say than Girl Scouts. Girl Guides.
Yeah, it's got the alliteration going on there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes, GG.
Girl Guides.
Okay. We are at number 5. This is either going to send us into 9 votes or 12 votes. I don't know where we're going to go with this. But Marcus Monroe.
Yes.
Butter or no butter on your popcorn?
Okay, so I think popcorn, don't hate me, but I think it's just a vehicle for the butter.
Okay.
Right? Like, you don't, if you don't, like, what's wrong with you if you don't butter your popcorn? Do you not put butter on your, like, corn on the cob? Like, that's, like, it's
true.
Dry.
That is true.
It's just dry, then?
That's
You're just eating
true.
Dry popped corn?
Yes,
that's
it's delicious.
So weird to me.
Uh-huh.
Wait, you like the dry popcorn?
Yeah, I do. I do. I find it too wet with the butter. And it's just...
That's why I layer. That's
first of all, I like Matt's theory. It's like a 7-layer salad. You put down some popcorn, put on the butter, more popcorn, more butter, right? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, then, yeah, exactly, exactly, yeah.
And now my wife brought me up to the putting like the M&Ms into the popcorn too.
Yes.
We've been doing that lately. That's also like pretty good.
You know what you should try if you like that? The little Hershey or the little peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
You
put those on and then you like mix them. So you get like chocolate and peanut butter mixed throughout your popcorn with butter and everything.
Oh, that's so
good. Like it sounds like a popcorn trifle.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we've created a dessert here, everybody.
Follow Matt for more cooking tips. Yeah.
That's so good.
You know what I love about this question, Kelly? Question 5 of this season. You ask the question, butter or no butter, and nobody just says butter or no butter. People go, okay. And they have to, there's a whole story and they rationalize it and they explain it. And you'd think it would be a simple question, but it's not, because people feel very strongly about why they do this. And I love that.
It's like when you ask somebody, is a hamburger a sandwich? Nobody can say yes or no and then shut up. They keep going. They keep going.
That was our season one question, Marcus. Yeah.
Like your point, Mark, is like if you're just eating dry popcorn, like there's like a 50% chance one of those kernels is going to get stuck in the middle, and you're like in the middle of the theater.
Then you take your stolen icy and you try to swallow it in. Some movies now, or some places have like pizza seasoning for their popcorn. And that's kind of fun. I think, you know, it's fun to mix it up a bit. I'm more of a traditionalist, but I think it's fun sometimes.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that. And with that answer, everyone, we are at 6 votes butter, 6 votes no butter on episode 5.
Oh, wow. This might be our most close season.
I'm so divided. What have we
done?
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
It's divided.
This should be a unifier, you know. This should bring us all together. But
also, it should.
It's not butter, is it? Like, is it really butter? Because
I say butter in quotes. I don't think that's.
Yeah.
It's topping.
It's butter topping.
Golden topping.
Yeah.
Because I think most of the time it's vegan too. Like, it's not even like made from dairy.
Okay.
I think it's like an oil.
Oh, probably. Yeah. You're probably right. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's still delicious.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's
the one where you can put it on yourself too, you know, like the
the little machine. Yeah.
I like the machine where you can put it around and it comes down. That's fun. I like that. I like being in charge of it. Everyone has their own technique too. And they're, you know, and then, you know, when you salt it, like, do you salt your popcorn too? Or are you?
Oh, I salt.
I salt. Yeah.
Carrie, you don't salt it, do you?
Hang on a second. We're talking about movie theater popcorn.
Yeah.
So you add salt to it? I find it crazy salty to begin with, which I love, but I wouldn't add anything to it.
Oh, yeah. I add salt to it all the time.
Wow. You guys. Okay. Okay.
We all need to go to a movie theater together to see who survives.
Yes, seriously.
Yes.
Before we go, Marcus, and thank you again so much for doing this.
Oh, my pleasure.
Friends at home, if you are not following Marcus on the socials, please go do that. You will be for a cornucopia of treats. Dude, the video you did with the air fryer, I was dying.
I'm going to go watch
Thank you.
Oh, you've got to go watch it. It's so good.
I had this company reach out. They wanted me to make a video with their air fryer, but I don't, you know, like, I'm not like a unboxing guy.
Right.
So I took the air fryer on a journey. Then I fell in love with the air fryer. And then I ended up like making love to the air fryer.
Oh my God.
And people, the company, they wrote me back. They're like, oh, we didn't know you were going to go in with this direction with it.
Oh gosh, would you ever take one to a movie theater?
An air fryer?
Yeah,
well, now.
Why not? I'll take it. I'll take it anywhere.
Okay, that's funny. Oh my God!
If I can make a video with it or make some funny content, I'll do anything.
That's hilarious.
I have no shame. I just like making people laugh. So whatever, you know. take them on a journey. It's all. It's
oh my
all
god, about. That's hilarious.
And where can folks find you on socials?
Yeah, so just search Marcus videos. Monroe. You should find me, Marcus Monroe. On, I mean, it's my like handle's at Marcus J Monroe, but that's just because Marcus Monroe was taken. But yeah, just search Marcus Monroe. You'll find me, and I should be. I know you're in Toronto, but I will be in Ontario September. I want to say the 3rd through the, September 4th through the 8th, doing a little Canadian
Where?
Tour.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Playing 5 shows every night in different places around like Ontario, Hamilton.
Oh, that's not far. Maybe we'll do a little road trip, you guys.
Yeah.
You should definitely do a road trip.
I'll drive and we'll go out and see Marcus.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Popcorn.
Okay, let's do that. So, Marcus, send us your details, and we'll see if we can work that out.
Yeah, that'd I don't so know cool. where the shows are yet, but there I will be there, and I will be.
Awesome.
I love it. I can't wait to come back to Canada. I haven't done stand up comedy in Canada ever.
Oh,
I've visited a bunch, and I've spent a few days there, but never done stand up. So very excited.
Yay! Oh,
excellent.
Awesome.
We'll take you to a Blackburn.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
And then you can get lots of content with your new Canadian friends visiting Gulfhorn. Let's do it.
I love it. Yeah.
All right.
Like, is it expensive? Because we have those in America, like it's like places similar, and they're like $8 a pound. You're like, what?
It depends. It depends on what you're getting.
Yeah, it depends.
The peanut M&Ms are a little pricey, but there's sales and coupons and yeah.
Got it.
You can do it.
You'll be in a world of wonder, certainly.
Oh, I love it.
All right, friends, that has been episode 5. Wait with bated breath for episode 6 when we come out with 49 votes for either popcorn or butter. So we'll listen to you next time. Order Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Larry Hayden,
Kelly Zemeckis.
And original music